Transport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. In the aftermath of Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, residents along the Gulf Coast and throughout the nation have become interested in wetlands.
So I think there's a greater appreciation now than ever before of the values that wetlands provide, at least from the standpoint of improving water quality and storm abatement and attenuation of flood flows.
Nathan Kuhn is a wetland ecologist at Texas Parks and Wildlife. In addition to wetlands' value to fish and wildlife, they also filter pollutants from the water. Yet what people are most interested in these days is how wetlands buffer coastlines from the devastating impact of monster storms.
They basically block the winds and tides and everything else when these hurricanes come in. They're essentially a buffer. It slowly reduces storm surges as you go further inland, and it also reduces, just in general, the power of a hurricane. You know how hurricanes always lose power as they're going over Florida? It's because they've made landfall. Warm water is the driver for hurricanes, and once they hit the land, then they lose power. That's why they lose strength, is because they're no longer getting fuel anymore. That's the value of wetlands. If you've got them way out into the Gulf of Mexico from where your house is, then by the time it hits your house, it'll already have lost a lot of steam.
And that can mean the difference between minor structural damage and losing everything. That's our show for today, made possible by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.